Welcome, friends, to podcast number two for Use Wigs Radio, the downloadable podcast voice of usewigs.com. We are, of course, in Russ Stark Studios, and we are sitting here on Halloween night. So forgive us if we sound a little scared. That's what Halloween does to you. It puts a little chill in your bones. I have next to me Todd Marone. Todd's dressed up as always. Last time you saw him, he was dressed up as Christopher Columbus to celebrate Columbus Day. Today, Todd, you're dressed up as... What are you, Todd?
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
I mean, literally the Incredible Hulk dressed up as... It was between this or the Bill Bixby character walking off into the sunset.
Do you think if you were dressed as Bill Bixby pre-Hulk rage, people would get it? Is there any...
That's more difficult because you're basically just down to like glasses on a plaid shirt and corduroy pants, you know?
And his son and the Asian maid. Or is that a different show?
I don't...
That's the courtship of Eddie's father, right? He didn't turn into the Hulk at all on that. And well, thank you, Hulk, for coming tonight, and don't Hulk out too much. Sitting next to the Hulk is always our engineer and our audio guru, Russ Stark. Russ, what are you... Wow, that's a nice white suit, Russ. What are you?
I'm dressed up as Vicky, the child robot from Small Wonder.
Wow! That's excellent. Are you going to talk in her voice for the rest of the night?
Maybe.
Excellent.
That was an awesome cast. That whole cast was really fantastic.
And, of course, I am dressed up. You might not notice what I am, but I'm Harriet Myers. I figured I would dress up as... I look like her to begin with, so I put on a wig and some... bad makeup, and I'm very crying and very sad that I will not be one of your justices.
I thought you were Skeletor.
Oh, it's not nice at all. We're not going to belabor the Halloween topic because you probably won't be hearing this show until probably a week or so after, closer to Thanksgiving. But to get the show off to a peppy, fun beginning, folks, we're going to play a little band called Valley Lodge, and this song is called Every Little Thing.
Thank you. Hulk podcast.
Hulk? Hulk, I thought you were going to behave. Have some wine, calm down. I know when you're belted by gamma rays, you can be just a real bear. Anyway, folks, that was Valley Lodge. You might know Valley Lodge as the new band from Dave Hill, and you might know Dave Hill from the Black Metal Dialogues. If you have no idea what the Black Metal Dialogues are, go to blackmetaldialogues.com and be prepared to laugh your butt off as Dave talks to a death metal person from Scandinavia and has quite a fun email conversation with him.
They take their black metal very seriously.
They're very serious. And so if you're a black metal fan...
It's one of their chief exports, I think.
It is black metal. It's true. I think it's silver, black metal...
Frankincense,
and myrrh.
Right.
Do you know what myrrh is?
It's a bomb.
It's a bomb.
A valuable bomb.
A salve, actually. He was closer with bomb than you said an oil.
I said oil, yeah.
Right, it's a salve, a bomb, right. And we know what gold and frankincense are. But
what is that? It was a valuable... How can there be a valuable salve? What do you put it on yourself? Or?
I guess back then, like...
Well, in the desert, I guess it's more valuable.
Yeah, let's say you're in a desert and your skin gets a little chapped and it's you don't have, like, you know... I use, like, a Noxzema or something to keep my skin as beautiful and feel as soft as it is.
No one wants an ashy baby Christ. You know what I mean?
Right. If you look at all the photos of sweet baby Jesus...
Yeah, he's not ashy at all.
He's not ashy. He's... very well moisturized.
The elbows, I mean.
But guys, I think this is a conversation for another day. This is for our holiday broadcast.
Right.
So
this is a holiday.
It is a holiday. It's tomorrow's All Souls Day, I believe.
All Hallows Eve.
Right. It's
as we speak.
The Christians' answer to this pagan holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So like tomorrow, the Christian rite will be really celebrated.
So it's just one round of we got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Exactly. I think
one day, then the next.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. Use Wigs Podcast 2. And Todd, what did we just hear there?
The song's called Is This Home on Ice by the band Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah by their debut album under the same title.
Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah with an exclamation point.
Indeed.
A lot of bands today have exclamation points and other, I guess you would say, punctuation
marks. We're living in the age of punctuation.
Right, that one band with just the three punctuation marks. How would you pronounce that?
Do you know how that's pronounced?
Check, check, check.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Did you know that, Todd?
I don't even know what band you're talking about.
I thought you would. That seems like right up your
alley.
They're
a pretty good band, actually.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And Schwa.
I know what a Schwa is, sure.
There's a band called Schwa?
I think so, isn't there?
I think there's a band called Tilde.
Right.
Serious. Interrobang. Do you know what Interrobang is?
That's a punctuation?
It's a combination of punctuation marks. It's two punctuation marks put together in one. Do you know what two punctuation marks I'm speaking of?
No.
It is an exclamation point and a question mark together, and it's called an interrobang.
What would you use that for?
Let's be like, are you freaking serious? Where I'm actually posing a question, but I'm doing it with emphasis.
Okay. But they're on top of each other?
It's a stylized, they're on top of each other, and some font sets have it.
See, no band is going to be umlaut because we had... Motley Crue already had the umlaut, so did Blue Oyster Cult.
One of the greatest bands of all time, Husker Du, had umlaut. Had two, actually.
Did Motorhead have?
No. I think they did, actually. Yeah. I believe they did, yeah. And an umlaut is the German word, and the actual English word for a umlaut is a diéresis. And they're also used, if you read the New Yorker...
Now we're getting really academic.
Right, but if you read the New Yorker, they'll use that diéresis to break up words like cooperate. They'll put one over the first O, so you'll know the word is not cooperate. It's a very old school publishing thing that they keep using. And that was your little English lesson from Use Wigs podcast, that if it's not edited out, it probably should be.
Yeah.
Okay, kids, we're back. Back to podcast number two, Use Wigs Radio. Russ, what did we just listen to?
That was a song called 18 Rabbits by the Buttless Chaps.
Where are the Buttless Chaps from, Russ?
They are, if you couldn't guess, they're from Canada.
They smelled a little Canadian.
There you go. I think they're from Vancouver.
Ooh.
And I've seen them live. I saw them live up in Toronto. Great band.
We don't want to belabor the Halloween talk too much here on Use Wigs Podcast 2, but we cannot leave you without just reminiscing, going back a little bit, and talking about our favorite costumes of all time. Russ, what was your favorite memory of dressing up?
I have never really been anything all that memorable, but I have a terrible Halloween memory, which was when you started junior high, they sent whatever that was, a ditto home, and it said, now that you're in junior high, everybody dresses up. It's fun again. It's a cool thing. And so we read it, and my parents said, see, now that you're in junior high, everybody dresses up again. So foolish me. I decided, okay, and so we had this karate outfit up in the attic, and I dressed up as a karate guy, went into school 7th grade, Halloween of 7th grade, mortified. I was one of maybe 3 kids who dressed up. It was social suicide. And then
look at you now.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. But at the time, my teacher, whatever class I was in, I asked if I could go and call my mom to bring me up some different clothes so I could change, and the teacher wouldn't let me. So I actually, and I had kind of forgotten this. I repressed it, I guess. I exploded a pen on myself in the back of class.
On purpose.
So the teacher had to let me call home to
That's the origin of the word geek, I think. I think it was started with when Russ wore the karate gi, and then kids called him geek or gi.
Could be.
Did you get in many fights that day? Did people challenge you? I know when many karate people, go out in public, there's always some drunk people who'll be like, let's see how tough you are.
I think, and this is really true, I think I actually did get pushed down the stairs. And the reason why is because I had a broken ankle at the time.
Oh, man.
And I was on crutches, which I guess is what I thought made the karate outfit look funny. But
did you go back to your dojo and talk to your sensei about it? Or
no, I was never in karate.
To make a mountain of your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time, always love. Don't wait till the finish line. Slow demands come round. Squeeze the air and keep the rest out. It helps to ride it down, even when you've been crossing it out. But yeah.
Not a Surf, a new song off their album The Weight is a Gift on Barsook Records. So if you're on Newswigs, you might notice that we do have a little section called Time Wasters where we like to highlight websites that can waste a good, solid hour of your day. Most of these sites waste way more than an hour of your day. Russ, you, you're in a job where sometimes you have a free moment or so to peruse the web.
Sometimes.
And where do you find yourself?
Well, you know, lately I have been killing a ton of time on Yahoo games.
Uh-oh.
And I know that this sounds, you know, I mean, you know what? I always check straightdope.com every day.
Okay.
Love that site. You know, there's places that I go and I look at every day, but I'm finding myself, there's two games on Yahoo games. One is a word game called Word Mojo.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, Jeff.
I might like it.
You would love, but it's dangerous.
You use words.
It's very addicting.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of like Scrabble, but it's a one player, so you don't have to play against other people. But you're racing against the clock, and it is very addictive. That, and then there's a puzzle game called Alchemy. Those games, I'm telling you, I am completely addicted.
That's cute, Russ, that you go to a site like that, because most people who go to, like, Yahoo Games and, like,
yeah,
they're like, online canasta, like, oh, I am Betty, that's awesome. She's like, I love it. I can just spend hours there. And, like, my mother-in-law likes Yahoo Games. She goes and plays some, like, little word games.
Well, Jeff, such is the depth of my boredom.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, kids, you just heard a new one by the band Against Me from their new album, Searching for a Former Clarity, and that song was Problems. They're getting a lot of ink lately because I believe Green Day has asked them to play with them on a few of their upcoming shows, so Against Me will be the new band that everyone will be talking about. We're going to wrap it up here. Before we go, Todd, anything you want to say before we leave? The airwaves?
I would recommend picking up the DVD of the Ali D Show season 2,
fantastic.
Which is fantastic. Also check out the new Monopoly game at McDonald's.
Really? And I will have to say, Todd, boycott McDonald's, not only for their bad food, but just for a company that I believe is trying to kill people with
but
their
But it's so much fun to put the little game pieces under the board.
I think you're right. Then don't boycott McDonald's.
Let's not be so quick to boycott things that have game pieces. Go ahead, Russ.
Nothing.
Russ is probably doesn't want to promote anything, but he might want to mention that he did just get engaged, and we'd like to congratulate Russ.
Thank you.
On your engagement and your lovely...
Tell him the story. It's so sweet. It's the sweetest thing.
No, that'll be a story for another day, Todd. Right. But thanks, guys.
Thanks. And it was...
This was Russ's fourth marriage. Congratulations on number four, Russ.
Yeah, Russ. I hope the fourth marriage goes better.
Me too, man.
Now, how does everybody... Do the kids get along from... Her kid and her kids.
We kind of have a Brady Bunch commune thing going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, we're going to wrap this one up. And Russ, what are we listening to as we wrap up podcast number
two? We're listening to Happy Hippo by Cloud Cult, and that's going to take us out there, Jeff.
What's this going out to?
This is going...
It better be going out to your
family.
We'll see you next time.
Later.